Welcome to episode 88 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we have a special guest, partnered mixer streamer Just for Loaded. We're going to get to know him, talk to him a little bit about Warzone. So patches on and stand by to get some.
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We got Dark Life Prime, Dirty Bombs with us, but we have a very, very special guest, and that's Just Reloaded. What up, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
Dude, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a long time coming, man.
Yes, it really has.
Overdue.
I mean, it's been, what, 2 years since we officially met in person? Like, it's almost been 2 years.
2018, right? PAX South, 2018. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to get to know this guy right here and hear all about him. And then we're going to get his expertise, because all these guys here on the podcast tonight, we've been playing this thing called Warzone. Oh, my gosh, man. I need that IV.
I got 73 friends playing it right now.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. It's so freaking good. So housekeeping real quick, guys.
I'm playing it nonstop.
Yeah. So if you'd like to call into the show and leave a voicemail, then check out, leave us a voicemail at 512-571-3907. If you like the content, hit up our Patreon at patreon.com/Mulehorn Gaming. And so, guys, we also have a giveaway. If you check out our Twitter, it's pinned. Follow Just Reloaded, follow us, and you can get into that giveaway for 2,400 points for Call of Duty. You can use it in war. I think you can use it in Warzone as well. You can use it in PvP, whatever you want to use it on.
Any part of it, you can use it.
I'm in that COD cheddar.
Yeah.
Wait. He just said use it in PvP while talking about COD.
There's a story mode too.
Like, no one plays
good campaign. No
one's paying for extra story mode.
I mean, the first thing I did was the story mode, but that's just me.
Yep, works for all the gear.
Yeah. So we got loaded here. Or as some people say, just loaded. So, bro, God, I mean, I think the first time we got to play together is back in the PUBG days. And I was just in I think it was spandex and sneakers.
You are a whole hot mess. And I believe we were playing on PC, I believe.
Yes.
And I was using a controller. I do remember. Yes. You had this shirt. It was bad.
It was stripped down. It was fun, though, man. It was the first time he got to experience the Mulehorn Jenkins. And then, I don't know, I think he was probably like, I don't want to play with this guy anymore.
Running around the field looking like a hot mama in some spandex.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Yeah. Alter top. He had the whole thing.
Hey. It was fun. So, bro, you before you even got into streaming and things like that, you were in the military. So tell us, how did you get from military service, all the way to gaming, all the way to streaming, the partner mixer? Give us your story and that kind of how you went from that.
So yes, Army veteran, 82nd Airborne Division. I got out in late 2013. So that's when I got out of the military. So it's really not that far-fetched. So I'm an 11 Bravo, and in the military, when you are in garrison, meaning not deployed, as a any combat MOS, you do a whole lot of details. Cleaning. And when you're not doing details, you're training. And when you're not training, you're not doing anything. So there's a whole lot of, I was a master of area beautification, i.e. Cutting grass. I cut more grass in the military than I did in my entire civilian life, a whole lot. It was great. I mean, you milk it, you know, we had 100 square yards or square feet, I should say, and it'd take us 8 hours to do, like 10 of us, you know, just you milk everything, and it was just a lot of fun. But we had a sergeant, never forget him, Staff Sergeant Kraft, and he was annoying, but at the same time, he just didn't want to deal with us. He was kind of one of those E6s that just been in forever, and you know, he'd just say, hey, First Sergeant, you got anything for the guys to do? And if the First Sergeant didn't have anything, it turned into, go to your rooms and leave your phones on. So that's when the Call of Duty really, really started for me. So I was a Call of Duty player before that, but in the military, we had a lot of time. So I played Call of Duty. That's where I kind of actually got good at the game of Call of Duty, because I spent so much time playing it with all my friends. So we used to play. Sometimes we had TVs linked up in the rooms, and we were system linked playing
LAN party, baby.
Call of Duty. Yeah, we used to do it all the time. So that's kind of how the gaming became a real love of mine, just because I had so much time to do it. Fast forward to when I got out of the military, gaming was always a thing. And my buddy Roots, actually, he's in the stream right now. He and I have been in the same clan since pretty much I got out of the military, TEO. And I was with TEO. We played Ghost Recon. We played professional Ghost Recon. We were a big part of the Ghost Recon community. I started doing shoutcasting for Ghost Recon after I finished playing. And one of my buddies, he just was like, you know, he was kind of into streaming. And I had a couple questions for him. And next thing you know, I was plugging a C922 Logitech into an Xbox and hitting the go live button, streaming right from the Xbox. So this elaborate setup that I have now, it is not needed. I literally started on an Xbox and a TV with a camera plugged into the Xbox. And that's how I started streaming. And I kind of have this thing where, for whatever reason, people are kind of like drawn to my vibe for whatever reason. I don't really know why. And I like being around people. So it was kind of like I can tell stories. I always have like, you know, crazy stories and interact with people in like this virtual space. And it just became something I'm like, you know, I really enjoy doing this. And I just kept growing. And as the community just kept growing and growing and growing over time, 3 months in, I got partnered. And I was at around 2,500 or so. And then from that point to like a year later, my channel just blew up. And it blew up off of Black Ops 3. That's kind of what blew up my channel. I went from Ghost Recon to PUBG. PUBG kind of started getting somewhat big. And then we went back to play an old game, Black Ops 3. And my channel just absolutely blew up off of Black Ops 3. It was crazy. It was just kind of timing. No one was playing it. I started playing it. I had a lot of good players I was playing with, and I was really good at that game. So my channel just blew up off of Call of Duty. And then I became like, everybody was like, oh, yeah, Reloaded. Yeah, that's the God. You know, so I'm like known on Mixer for Call of Duty. You know, like everybody, they would see me playing Apex and like, what's this? You know, so it took me like.
Can I take the blame in that and get me to play
it? It took me a good 2 months of playing Apex before people were like, oh, yeah, Jess, he plays Apex. You know, because before that, it was like, yo, everyone just knows me for COD. So
yeah,
that's kind of the journey. But
is there anything really wrong with that?
Playing Apex or COD or just COD?
I'm just playing COD.
I'll say this as a content creator, and this is the business side, right? This is not about, you know, having fun as a gamer. But if you're on a business side, if you are a streamer who is making money off of streaming, right? If it's a job or if it's a part-time job or whatever the case may be, it's good and bad. It's good in the sense that you're going to get that following of a game. Like, forget about if they even like you. If they follow a game, if they love a game, those are views you're going to get all the time. And anyone related to COD, because I would go in other people's channels, you know, just, you like Call of Duty? Yeah, go check out Just channel. You know, so my channel just got really big because everyone that liked Call of Duty was pretty much thrown to me, you know, and at the time, no one was really playing COD. So in that sense, it's good. The bad side of it is that you miss out on a channel, on a game that might explode, like Apex. I was playing Blackout the entire first two seasons of Apex. So all of the new people that came in that Apex blew up, I missed out on that boat because I was playing Blackout still. So I think it's good and bad, but for me, it's been just great because I've had a core group of people that they might love my community as well, but solely I grabbed them because of being a COD player.
I'm glad I can take a little bit of blame in getting you into Apex, just a little bit. I was like, bro, you gotta play this. It's slick.
Listen, I've been in everyone's channel, you know, the Rage Queens, just everybody. And I used to bash the game nonstop, you know, I'm like Apex, Fortnite, you know, so just killing the game, you know, and
at least I wasn't the only one.
And what happened? I'll tell you guys specifically what happened. It was the end of Black Ops 4 a week before Modern Warfare dropped. So this is right like maybe a week or so into season three of Apex.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm bored of Black Ops. I'm going to just play Apex because Modern Warfare is coming out anyway. You know, like, I don't care. And about day two, once I started kind of actually knowing the game, I was like, oh, man, this is interesting. I actually like this game. And I found myself feeding by the third, fourth day. I'm buying every skin. I'm like, I got to have it. I need the drip.
Yeah.
You know, and that, it turned into like being an Apex fiend. And then Modern Warfare drops. And I'm grinding Modern Warfare the first week. I'm grinding it. I played 60 hours easy in the first week. And every day that I played it, I wanted to play Apex. So I was like legit just absolutely hooked on Apex, you know. And then I started realizing that it wasn't just the game, but I was hooked on the feeling of Battle Royale. Battle Royale is like where my blood pumps, you know, where multiplayer, I can go in and, you know, whatever. You get X amount of kills and it's multiplayer. So I was just waiting for Battle Royale to drop from Modern Warfare. And Apex was the perfect way to take my attention.
Heck yeah, man.
Perfect way.
I can definitely relate to that. Like, even playing a couple of solos in Warzone, or if I'm in Apex, and all of a sudden you get that overwhelming sense of paranoia. You just start breathing heavy. You can feel your heart beating in your chest. It's like something is going to happen right now. I don't know what. But it's going to be either hilarious or epic.
My parents with Apex is Mule being like, come play with me. And I'm like, all right, you know, it must be like, you know, Blackout or PUBG. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go around this building. All right, Mule, give me a second. Let me go look for this stuff. And I turn around and he's like halfway across the map.
Yep.
Yelling about three people coming up behind me.
Loot and scoot. See, you gotta go.
There's playing a BR with Mule, and then there's playing a BR with Dark. And Garth is a better team player than you are, Mule. He's calling shit out. He's like, dude, watch the left side. You got guys over in trees. We're tagging people. There's no loot and scoot unless the entire team loots and scoots.
It's easy if you're walking around the whole game. Like, look,
I won't even get into the whole thing me and him have when we go back and forth in Blackout, because we're literally polar opposites when we used to go after each other.
Yeah, we used to do those custom matches, man. That was fun.
Man, I hope they bring that to Modern Warfare, to the Warzone thing, bringing the custom matches into it.
That would be insane. That would be insane.
So, Loaded, how did you get the gamer tag, man? Is this something off of the military service? Is it could play off that? What's the story with this?
I wish I had it. So my old gamer tag is Trace. But Trace was, I owned Trace way back when. This is back in the Xbox days, you know, the Halo Xbox days. My gamer tag, my first gamer tag was Trace. And I lost that gamer tag. And then I had another Trace, but it was spelled TL2. So the L and the two, the lowercase L and the two was the R, A-C-E. And no one could pronounce it. You know, I'd go in lobbies, they'll be like, A-C-T-R. T2, ace, you know.
That would be me. I'd be like, hey, guy.
You know, so it kind of, this is kind of ridiculous. Let me try and do something. And based on the whole first person shooter thing, it's like you almost are brainwashed as a COD player. I actually did it today when I didn't even need to. You shoot and you reload after every single engagement. And it's just like, loaded, like that's dope, you know. And then my name is John, so kind of the just, I did like a J in front of it, and I was like, just reloaded, and it just kind of flowed, and it just kind of took off. However, all of my old friends, my, you know, the one, two, the heavens of the world, they still will call me Trace only. They will not call me just reloaded. They're just like, yeah, what up, Trace?
We will,
you know, like, they still call me Trace. And this is this is going back to Ghost Recon before Advanced Warfighter. Like way back, dang. Island Thunder. I'm talking
Island Thunder.
Yeah, Island Thunder. Oh, you remember that 7.62 carbine? Oh my goodness. Anyway, that's.
I used to play that pro too.
Yeah. So that's really it. It just was kind of it sounded cool, and it related to first person shooters. So, just reloaded.
There you go. That's awesome, very man. Nice. So, give us some tips. Kind of what's some of the things that you would say? Because you blew up, man. Like, I remember when I first saw you and I was like, this dude is awesome. This guy is awesome. And then like the next time I turn around, you're like, oh yeah, I'm a partner. I'm like, dude, you blew up, man. And so is there any tips you can give any streamers out there or people who are listening to podcasts or thinking to get into streaming? Kind of how you went through the process and did you find yourself falling back a little bit on your military training? Cause one of the things that, and I'm just a little spill here. One of the things I love that I've heard from the military is crawl, walk, run. And I've tried to kind of implement that with Mulehorn Gaming. So I'm kind of curious to pick your brain on like, what were your things that you did?
So the number one advice that I always get, because people always come in the stream, you know, we have any tips, you know, right in the middle of a stream is like, but no, seriously, the biggest thing is always consistency. That was honestly what kind of gave me the leg up initially when I first started. It was always, I'm on after work at this time and I stream to this time. And I was streaming 6-7 days every week, you know, just a constant grind so people see you and they constantly see you.
Yeah.
So that's like the number one thing is consistency. And then a real, just kind of like what attaches right to that consistency is the network side. And I don't mean, you know, social networking. I meant spending time in streams and getting to know people that are already streamers, you know? So when it was like Aquanicus and Miss Fun Size and Jules and Wolfbee, those were like the people that I kind of watching and grew up, you know, through Mixer, and I would hang out in there. And then next thing you know, they're like, oh yeah, what's up? But no, in their community. And then it was like, eventually like, oh yeah, he streams, you know, when he plays X game. And so the networking plays a big role. A lot of times people want to just jump in your stream and they're like, follow for follow, or, you know, can I drop my link? And it's like, that's not networking. Like, you need to know someone's community first for anyone in there to follow you. Like, no one's going to just follow a blind follow. You know, they want to know something about you. They want to know what you play. They want to, you know, they want to have some type of connection with you. So the networking and the consistency were the two biggest things that worked for me. And then the last thing is not a tip. You have to have something. There's something special, just whatever it is. It may be a look, it may be the way you talk, it may be your aesthetics, it might be your
beards,
your production, beards. It could be so many things that people have that just people gravitate towards their stream. You know, it's just that thing. And mine was, I had kind of hit an it factor where I was playing a very popular game, one, and two, Mixer was missing that team-based kind of player. When you come in and like you go into the game and like we're actually, people will come in the stream and be like, oh my goodness, can I play? Like, I need people to talk.
Yeah.
Actual call outs and stuff. And people love that. You know, well, there's a side of people who love it. So it's not like I'm just the individual god. Like, there's a lot of my friends that are way better than I am. But, you know, I'm kind of like the glue guy. You know, I'm the one that'll be watching circle. Hey, we got to move. We got to do this. And my friends are getting the kills because they're better players, you know? So that was kind of where I just fit in. You know, I was like, yo, this guy's a really good kind of in-game leader, even though he may not be the best slayer on the team, but I know how to make a team work. And that was kind of my gift, I guess.
You know,
I'd be interested in playing with him. Like, I was to actually say, run with him.
Y'all both play really a lot alike. Dark, you and Loaded play a lot alike.
I do slay out, though. So I'm do. Like a, you know, I have big killers because, you know, I'm always playing with like pro players, but
yeah,
I can slay out too, you know, so I will get mine. I'll get mine, but I have, you know, these guys that are just amazing gamers. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. So next question I'm going to ask, and you know, it's, you know, there's Twitch, there's Mixer, there's YouTube, there's Facebook. So for you, why'd you pick Mixer?
Because I owned an Xbox. This is honest as I can give you as an answer. And I, you know, there's actually no story behind it. I, like everyone else, grew up with YouTube, you know, but that's not the YouTube Live gaming side, but the YouTube where I'm just on there searching videos like crazy about any and everything.
Yeah.
But when it came to streaming, the first option was Mixer because I owned an Xbox. I played on Xbox. All my friends were on Xbox. And the people that I knew that streamed were on Xbox. So it was kind of like, oh, create an account, use your Xbox, and stream to Mixer was the option. So I just started on Mixer. I loved it. So there really was no reason for me to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, so yeah, Mixer's been amazing for me.
Right on, man. So this is the part of the podcast where we're just going to kind of round table and talk about Warzone and kind of gush because, man, it's been good. And I want to say this before we start. I was playing the other night and like it is a change up for me from playing a lot of Apex. You have to be a lot more tactical. And usually I just run and gun and get like 10 kills a game and win, right? Because I can just up my shields, you know, and all that stuff and use my Octane and sprint away. But we were playing the other night, and I think I was playing with Anger, and was it you, Prime, or maybe it was I can't remember. Maybe Fake.
Remember the names of your bait.
Well, we had like three different people that jumped in that night. But we were running, and literally, dude, like out of nowhere, three dudes were on top of me and just ripped through the whole team. And then I saw the name, and I was like, oh, that's the Seattle Esport team. They just completely wrecked us. So it's like, this is going to be sweaty, dude. This is going to be sweaty. Oh, man. But anyways, what's some of the best things you guys like about Warzone so far?
Honestly, I'm going to compare a lot of stuff tonight to Apex because Apex is the only other VR that I've ever played. So as most of us know, or all of us, if Dark has remembered anything, that you get a base gun in Apex and you pick up different level attachments. I like it so much more in Warzone that the gun is leveled and you don't have to worry about the attachments.
Oh God, I love that.
It's such a relief. It's like, oh hey, this gun is clearly better. I'm gonna pick it up unless it's that fucking MG34. Hate that thing. You see you. That gun is so garbage. It is terrible. I hate it. I pick it up and I'm like, oh.
Your soul drains from your body.
Shoot me now.
Don't miss and have to reload that thing. My
God. Oh my gosh, no.
Oh my God.
I hate the iron sight on that thing. It's just, it's such an atrocity.
Yeah.
All the same. It's just, obviously, you know, you get your orange weapons on the rare occasion that you don't get ass rammed right when you find the box, which has happened to me twice, and just awesome.
You sound butthurt about that.
I'm a little butthurt because all of a sudden I dropped in, I didn't see anybody around. I hear the box humming, I turn to my right. Holy crap, it's orange. Oh hey, there's someone shooting.
Gotta loot and scoot, man.
There it goes. I didn't have time to loot and scoot. I didn't have time to loot.
Yeah. Trying to hear the footsteps.
No,
I didn't have time to scoot or anything. There was no thought process behind it. I think when you look at the way Warzone came out, I think they did a great job of actually taking a lot of the great elements from a lot of the BRs that have been out, whether it's your PUBGs, you know, with the size of the map, with it being a little more tactical, a little more realistic, even though everybody knows Call of Duty, you know, its shooting mechanics is not very realistic. It took a lot from Apex. The pinging system that Fortnite saw, everybody's like, oh, they took that from Fortnite. No, they stole that from Apex, and then Call of Duty took it from them. And it works beautifully in this game. And I know you probably don't use it, Mule, because you just scream and run.
No, I use it, man. I use it. Ask Prime. We played the other night.
The color-coded guns is awesome. That's definitely a Fortnite thing that works really well because it's easy for anybody, especially free-to-play players, who just come in and go, okay, you know, this is white, this is green, this is blue, purple, or whatever have you. That's, you know, something easy to pick up on, and it has that beautiful Call of Duty pace where even though you're in a BR, you still get, you know, super sweaty. And as big as the map is, I kind of feel like you're never alone for too long. Like, I think that was like the great introduction of having 150 people. Like,
yep,
dude, you can't go more than like a minute without somebody firing a shot at you, you seeing somebody run past you, and it's like, okay, it's much different from Blackout. Like, you played Blackout, JR, you know how many times, you know, on a map that's half the size of this one, you're in Blackout, you're like, where the hell is everybody? Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Posted up in a house.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Camping on a stairwell.
Like casual Joe, like myself, has not played a Battle Royale much. Did PUBG for a while. It wasn't my thing. Blackout for a little bit. I liked Apex while I played it, and then some single-player games sucked me away. I didn't touch it for a long time. But seeing the videos for this and getting into play it, the revive mechanics, the gun mechanics you guys described are amazing. And the fact that, yeah, it's huge. You don't always see people right away. You have a chance to get some survivability, but the combat engagement's great. Pinging system, it feels smooth and balanced from what I've played on other games, which is minimal compared to you guys. It feels smooth and balanced that even a casual guy like myself has a chance. And, you know, I've got some pretty sweet kills and got to number two with Mule, and I like it. The progression system is great. No complaints. I still suck, but I'm having fun.
Oh, by the way, hold on. Before anybody else goes, the best thing about that damn game is the one-on-one thing the if gulag? You die.
Yeah.
Like, dude, going into the gulag is so damn sweaty. Like, I've got to do this. They have no money. Everybody's dead. We're all going to come back.
Dude, the double barrel shotgun.
I've only lost two gulags so far, and that feels good.
I've lost a lot.
I might die a lot, but I will come back almost every time.
A lot. I don't like the box that hits you, and you're just like, wait, did I just get shot at?
Yeah. What the? Yeah.
So, I would say, you guys covered most of the points. For me, I guess just to add on to about the gun mechanics, if there was anything good about Modern Warfare when it first came out, so the pacing of the game was terrible. And this is the multiplayer we're talking about. The pacing was horrible. The camping was just outrageous. But the one thing that it had a leg to stand on was the weapon mechanics, the hit detection, that stuff. And the same thing in this battle royale, you can be in this amazing, huge map with a zillion players. But at the same time, if you get a one-on-one fight somehow, it feels like Call of Duty. It feels like you're in a multiplayer game and you just come around a wall and you spray someone. It feels like that. I played a game this morning, and it was the sweatiest game that I've played so far on the game. And it's extremely hard, by the way. That's something that you guys should know. It's fun, but really hard to win. Hard to win. It's not hard to get kills in it, but it's hard to actually win. It's constantly people coming back alive, and you're buying players that win in Gulag. It's just like, when is it? You're in there for 20 minutes. You're like, is this 40 teams still? Like, are you serious? 70-something people left.
There's only two circles left. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. But yeah. I was playing this game. I happen to be the last person alive, and I'm scavenging, trying to find money so that I can buy my team back in. And it's just going and going and going. And next thing I know, they're like, there's 25 players left. And it's me. I'm in the middle of the city. So right outside of the stadium, downtown city.
Oh.
And I'm in there because I had spawned in off the gulag. So I have a stock MP7 and one of those MK2s that I found in the crate. I think it was blue or purple. So that was my loadout. I had no plate. And it's just like, this is a Mulehorn Jenkins moment. So
that's right,
I'm literally in the building.
Go.
And I'm hearing footsteps everywhere. And I'm just like, I'm by myself. I don't have enough money to buy anybody back in. So I did one of those like actual sweaty COD moves where I did one of those Halo jumps around the corner, sprayed this guy down. He probably broke his controller because he was like, he didn't even shoot me once. He did not even get a shot out. Like, I just completely obliterated this guy, like all headshots. He probably was like, he's cheating. He's got a name for it. I'm reporting this guy right now. Like, this no
Ran's room, yelled at his mama. It was crazy.
So now I get his loot, and I'm in the middle of two teams fighting. It's like four or five teams left. There's a team on the roof. I'm literally like just skeevy rat, just as much ratting as I could possibly do, laying down at one of the bus stops. Laying down at a bus stop. And the two teams are shooting at each other, and I'm already in the middle of the last circle. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay here and watch these two just fight it out.
Yeah.
So I literally waited. They jumped off the building. The last person that came off the building to run towards the building where the guy was, he was like at a doorway just shooting at them. I shot him in the back. as he's running by, you know, and his other two got involved with the other fight at them. And then I just threw a nade at him, killed two of them. And then there's one man left and it's me and him one-on-one fight. And I get him with the MP7. So I had like a 9-kill, 2,500 plus damage game and won a solo game. It was crazy. So you can have those kind of intense moments in a big battle royale game, in the huge game of 150 people, you know, you can win a game like that solo. Or last night I played a game and one of my teammates got teabagged by Shroud.
I mean, I'll gladly take right that.
Now, you know, we're like trying to jump the stream.
We're not worthy.
So it's great that you're out here playing and having fun with all of these, you know, recreational players, but then you could jump into a lobby and, like you said, there's legit pro players that are in there sweating it up, you know?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It really is amazing.
I'm going to go ahead and just put this on record. I think I can say this wholeheartedly, that if I were to play against you and I didn't know you, you'd be one of those people that I would openly say to my teammates in the chat, I'm reporting this guy to make myself feel better.
Oh, he's my team has been reported plenty. That guy right there, plenty of times.
And if you play a mule, you always get like, oh, he's cheating. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah,
he's
like, no, there's plenty of times.
There's no way he killed me. There's no way.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm better than that. I mean, it was honestly like, you're not going to headshot everyone, you know, every time like that. But it was one of those where I just said, I have nothing else that I could do right now. And I literally just jumped around the corner and just free fired him and hit every shot on him. So I know he was like, this guy's got a name bot. He's cheating 100%. You know, like I got reported for that. But it just happened, you know. It just happened.
Nice. You know, nice. My troller ways, one of the things I like to hear is their mics after you kill them. And right before this podcast, I was playing and they killed my two teammates and it was 1v3. And I killed the first guy and he goes, what? No. And then the next guy's like, what? Get him, man. He's right here. Get him. And the next guy got him. He's like, son of a. And I was like, I love that, dude. Like, that's what I love about BRs, because they're just so pissed off and like
inciting rage.
Yes. Like,
yes.
And
so, yes.
Some of y'all know I bought COD when it came out and then refunded it because the PvP drove me insane. Like the camping is what killed it.
That's because you're trash.
I hate campers, dude. I hate it. Like, you even get that a little bit in this VR, like, because, you know, people will camp stairwells or right behind doors and wait for you to walk in and shoot you. So I've just had to learn to pull back my Jenkins a little bit. And when I've done that, I've actually had a really good time. And it's pulled me away from Apex.
And we almost win.
I mean, I've probably had close to 10 top 5 finishes already. I just can't get over that hump yet. But, dude, I mean, it's really fun. And, you know, it sounds like all of us are having a great time. But now let's kind of move into the heartburns. Like, what's some things you hope? I mean, it's beta. It's still in a beta. So what's some of the things you hope they kind of fix or work on or where they go? And I'll start just by saying, like, the gunshots, dude. I'm already, like, on high alert when you're playing a BR. But then when I hear someone shooting behind me and I'm like, they're right on top of me, dude. Like, I'm like freaking out. And then I'm like, oh, they're not even near me. They're like all the way across the map. You know,
I can jump
what
right.
What audio settings do you have it on?
I agree with them. I'm using Boost High, what pretty much every pro player is using right now, Boost High. And the audio cues are so far off. It's unbelievable. Like, you do. And the worst thing is the footsteps. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be able to sound whore everything, but you would like to know if someone's coming up to your building and not that they're on the staircase behind you already. You know, like you just cannot tell. And then your teammates' footsteps are way too loud. So you're hearing your teammates constantly.
And you're freaking out.
You don't hear the enemy footsteps. But you hear these gunfights and you're like, they have to be on the roof right across, but you're not getting any red marks. So you're like, they're not on the map yet, so they can't be that close, you know? So if someone's 200 meters away from you, they shouldn't sound like they're 50 meters, you know? Right. Like, I definitely agree. Like, they need to get some type of where the sound doesn't seem so far off.
I'll stick to the footsteps.
It's actually far off.
I had mine on dynamic since the first day, and I've always heard the footsteps. The gun sounds, the distance sounding close, is still there, but I never had the issue with the footsteps whatsoever. And I think Kotaku put an article out today addressing that sound issue. It's a temporary fix, but it's no real fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be changed.
They're going to do some.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a great game that they released, but it's going to get better. You know, COD does constant updates. So they are going to do the update next week, hopefully, where if you actually knock someone, you get the kill for it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's atrocious. But yeah.
So I got two things, and maybe you guys can clear this one up because I don't know entirely. when you don't fill your team, do you get put into a game with other single players?
No.
No.
Solo or duo drop is still trios.
Okay, that's fun. They should fix that. Because I enjoy the fact that I can go in there by myself if everyone else is already paired up. But I don't want to do a 1v3. I'm not that good at it.
Yeah, so you just don't turn the fill off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But I also hate playing with randoms. It's also
just tactical waiting, baby. That's all it is.
Right now, the game only has trios. It doesn't have solo or duo or squads yet.
As fun as it is, I think that was a miss. That was something that they missed severely doing that. Like, not having the singles at least, or at least the doubles going into it, which it's not the first time anybody's done it on the release of a BR, but it's definitely something they can learn from the last game and just literally put that in there.
It's going to come. They just didn't do it ever. They said that they tested most of it in trios, and that's why it is what it is.
Okay.
They're already testing 4-man, 5-man, and solo. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
5-man would be interesting. Maybe I just got lucky then.
Because that would be interesting.
But one of the last times I played, I came across a lot of people by themselves. Maybe it was just a fluke thing, but I don't know. Either way, the only other thing.
One of the things they need to fix is that pregame lobby.
That too. People. Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I would say the actual jumping. I hate the fact that you can't jump as a squad. I hate it.
Oh, you mean like together, like an Apex?
From the plane.
Yeah. Gotcha. I hate it so much. It doesn't feel as intuitive as Apex jumping. Like, you know, you're in the drop plane and you can just hit the right bumper from the plane and see where, you know, I want to go here. But in Hear me out here, Dark. I know you're making those faces at me.
Isn't it like PUBG? Like PUBG?
I don't know, because I've never played PUBG, but the only other thing I've got is that in Warzone, you have to open your TAC map and then try to figure out where everything's going, where exactly you want to go from the plane back onto the TAC map, and then try to figure out whatever the fuck button it is to mark your target. And then if you hit the wrong button, then you're like trying to communicate with your team to try and get into the same place. And then it's like, oh, I've already landed, and now I'm fighting, and my teammate is still dropping in because I couldn't mark it.
It just your target's got to be marked way before you even
jump. Yeah, you need them.
That's got to be marked way before you jump.
You know, that's something that
it just doesn't feel
like usually do in a pregame.
That's something I missed saying as well. Is one of the things I think they did a fantastic job of is when you're flying in on the map, having the location names pop up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The names of the locations.
That's amazing. That's like the best thing I've seen in the VR. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no question about it, because even if you can't mark it, you just be like, go to the hospital or go to the gulag or go all around that area, please. Unless you're Rubric and you just fall like 17 miles past wherever the hell we said we were going.
I totally understand your point if you're coming from a Apex world, you know, with the whole jumping as a squad. But to me, is missing the idea of looting, like real looting, PUBG looting, let's just say, because that's not really existing in the game. But I still like the feel of
controlling your own
it's a battle royale. So I like bare bones royales. We're going to drop here, try and drop here as a team, but this is the mark. Get there. You know what I mean? Like, your team has to get there, and you can make adjustments if needed in the air. Like, hey, there's a cool team here. Let's go here. You know, like, I like the idea that it's not just a free-for-all, and that this is like, hey, you can get yourself in trouble on a drop real quick, you know? So for me, communication and, you know, playing with an actual squad. Now, it does suck if you're playing with randoms. I get it. But when you're playing with a squad, hey, there's two jumping in that building. I'm not going to hit my building, your building. For me, I love that part of Battle Royale. Like, I love that. So I kind of like the fact that you set a point and everyone just jumps and good luck making it there kind of thing. We'll see you on the ground.
It's not like that cartoony trash in Apex.
The only big issue I have with the jumping thing is the fact that the only game that has worse jumping out of the plane was Battlefield. Battlefield's jumping out of the plane was like a million times worse. I just don't understand why the hell jumping out wasn't as good as it was in like Blackout. Like in Blackout, the jumping out of the plane was
great.
Fun.
Yeah,
it
was great.
It is, but then Blackout, they did a wingsuit.
Yeah.
So that, like, that's where the big difference, that's the huge.
Give them squirrel suits. It's like pretending they don't have them in real life.
They could have done that, but I mean, I'm just saying, as you know, when you jump out of a plane with a parachute, you can't do some of the things that you can in a wingsuit. So I'm not saying that the jumping is great, because we all, most of us hate the jumping also, but you know, for what it is, it's, I guess, okay. Wingsuits would have been better. I agree 100%.
Tune down like the wind effect when you're jumping before you pull your chute the first time.
I've never jumped out of a plane.
I probably never will because I hate heights. But if they turned it down just a little bit, it would be a little bit better. But have any of you guys, like, I almost got a kill like this. Have any of you guys done that where you have your chute, you cut it, and then you have your gun and you shoot a guy that's in a chute?
I've gotten killed.
Okay. I'm that guy that's trying to kill you.
Yeah. It's the worst. I actually dislike it. Uh-huh. I don't mind you spawning with a weapon, but I don't like getting
having it. Yeah.
If there's a person behind you, you have no defense to that. Like, what do you do? You know, there's no defense to it.
It's tuck and roll.
It's tuck and roll in the air.
Ninja like, roll, baby. Let's go. It's rough.
So I don't like it, because it's really placement out of the plane. You know, like that's the only thing to your advantage is when you jump out of the plane. So I don't love it, but I do like spawning with the weapon, because you have a chance against anything right when you drop in. And I'm okay with that.
I love that too.
Yeah. So next hot topic here, Battle Pass. What's your guys' thoughts on the Battle Pass?
Honestly, as a person who owns the full game and actually has only paid for the first Battle Pass, and the fact that they give you the points in the Battle Pass to buy the next Battle Pass, I have no complaints. You guys are just jumping in now with the whole Warzone thing. So you're jumping in, what, with only 29, 30 days left in the Battle Pass? Yeah, where we came in with about 60, I think it was like 60, 65 days to do it. So, like, if you have the full time for the Battle Pass, the $10 is not bad. Like, you're getting a lot of stuff for it. You're getting a lot of, you know, interesting guns. Of course, it's filled up with all kinds of crap, like stickers and spray paints.
Yeah.
But you get characters as well, because I think once you unlock a character skin, it gives you the full character to actually use for them, if I'm correct. But I know I ended up getting a couple people that I haven't gotten in.
Yeah, I think I got, like,
you know, some of the co-op stuff.
Three of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three operatives.
Yeah.
The Battle Pass is good, but the price of everything else is expensive as hell.
Yeah.
So I guess most of us COD players, right, we chalk it up. You're spending $100 a year on the game. You're going to buy the Battle Pass. Like it's just, you just know it. Like, but on the other side of that, the kids that get the game and, you know, they have to get money from their parents in order to buy things. The only issue or complaint that I would have about it, and again, this is someone who has everything. I have the Battle Passes, but Call of Duty shouldn't be pay to win. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can't get the Ram 7, you can't get the Striker, you can't get the Growl 5.56. You know, these are weapons that you can't get unless you have the Battle Pass. So you can unlock skins.
The Growls are free items. All the guns were free items.
Oh, they were all free items? If they're free items,
every gun in the Battle Pass that's actually a new gun added to the game has actually been under the free slots. So no gun has actually been trapped behind it.
I have no issue then if that's the case, because I don't want to see someone not able to get a weapon just because it's on the Battle Pass. If it's a skin
and that new shotgun, I think you had to just do the quest for it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, if it's free on the Battle Pass, then 100%, I don't care about it. You know.
Yeah.
I do not have the time, Gucci. Stop it.
I was going to say, Ram 7 is like one of my favorite guns. And I don't spend money on Call of Duty other than buying the game.
Yeah, no, the Ram's amazing. But I mean, imagine if you couldn't.
Yeah.
That was
the good thing about that is, unlike Blackout, they didn't make it the 100th spot either. Like, they stopped the weapons at somewhere around 35. So, like, even the people who only can do it, like, on the weekends didn't have to go through the whole motion of going, well, shit, I got to grind this thing out to 100 to get the gun. Like, you can just get to 35 and you get the most important piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I bought it. I bought the Battle Pass because it was only $9 and I got a couple other playable characters that I can use. I mean, I got the ghillie suit guy now and that's all I wanted, man. I got to pull back on the Jenkins, you know? So I got to be a little more.
I'd never see you play with that character if I'm playing with you.
Buy the Battle Pass, but it's just like Dark knows it more than anybody else. Like, when that game pisses me off, and I'll go a week.
He'll go dirty on three people and then just cut the feed.
You know, funny thing is, I've actually considered in custom games when there's more of us to just randomly turn my microphone off just to fuck with you guys.
Oh my goodness.
Has anybody ever actually come across like angry demon dirty? Like, we play custom gun games to cool down for the end of the night. And dude, we had him so riled up. The microphone cut feed and everybody was like, he hasn't said shit in 10 minutes. And he's just running through people. Just we're like at 5 during 12. We're like, oh my God, he's not in Sages now.
I've never seen the tapestry of profanities that he's like put together with anyone else. Much,
beautiful, that's though. When I'm in a good mood.
Like on a paintbrush.
Okay. Oh man. Look, I'm Bob Ross.
It's when I stop talking altogether is when you're really worry about it.
Yeah. So guys, that's so funny. We got an expert COD player here. This dude, he's a good COD player. So give the folks listening to the podcast or watching this live, give them some tips, man. How can people like myself, the Mulehorn Jenkins thinks, how can we get better?
And the scrub too.
Oh,
dive and dive.
I'm not a professional COD player, but I have a lot of experience with COD. The number one thing to know about Call of Duty is that it's a shooter's game. You know, unlike some of the other games out there where it's more, you know, positioning and knowledge, map knowledge and stuff like that. Call of Duty, while you know it at the higher levels, that's involved, but it's really a shooting game. So the number one thing that you need to do as a COD player is be good with shooting those weapons. And that's just from repetition. And then you can go into the nuances of ADSing around corners. It's always like usually when you see someone, first thing that goes out in COD is nade, right? That's the meta of COD is always nade. Try and get somebody weak and then push them with a gun. So those are like the minimal tips of COD. It's always you see someone, you nade them first, and then you run at them with a gun. You get them, you get some hit markers or something on them, you know, so you know that they're weak, so you get that you know, that you win that gunfight.
Yeah.
Another thing is also be unpredictable. So as I was kind of saying that story about the jumping around the corner, a lot of times when I'm playing COD, if I know someone's there and they know that I'm there and I'll either jump around a corner or I'll slide around a corner and hip fire them. So it's always like the who's going to be the aggressor, but aggressive where the other person may not expect it. Because everyone aims, you know, basically chest, right? So you're kind of in the critical areas like the chest, not even the head, but like the chest. So if you're aimed here and someone comes around the corner, and usually how it happens is you're hitting their legs and they hit you in the torso or the head, they get the kill. Or if they slide under it, you miss them all together and they hit you in the body. So those are how you lose the gunfights in COD. It's just they're hitting you with critical shots and you may miss them or hit them with non-critical shots. So those are kind of the gunfight tips of COD. If we were to go to the next level of COD, it's map knowledge. You know, like what leads to what? Where can you get to a person that they might be unexpected? High ground always rules in COD. So even if I'm in a one-on-one, if I can jump up on a box that's 5 feet, I have the advantage versus someone who's on ground level. So those are kind of the nuances where I know, hey, there's a window here that wraps around to a back alley. I can get to that place. And if a person is here, you don't ever want to shoot them from the same place. You don't want someone to hard peek you in COD. So if someone's ironed, you know, just ADS iron sight on you or scoped on you, you always want to peek them. And once you know they're there, you want to shoot them from a different angle. You don't want to keep poking out the same side where they're going to laser you, you know? So those are just kind of the tips from playing COD constantly is to win your gunfights just by being unpredictable. That's probably the best thing. And then being good with the weapons, you know, whatever gun it is, everyone uses the M4. There's a reason that everyone uses the M4, you know, it's
damn good.
It's exactly. The fire rate is fast. It hits really hard and it's very accurate. So that could be the case with any gun. The SCAR is really good. The AK is really good. Just it has to be, you have to understand the spray pattern, because if it's kicking up and to the right, then it's very easy to combat that. You just kind of pull down into the left on the stick. So it's just kind of common knowledge. But practice with the weapons. I wish that Call of Duty had a firing range like Apex does, because that's how I perfected my R99, was spending 10 to 15 minutes every day in the range before I actually jumped on the game. It was like that R99, I got to control it. And then you get in the game, you just absolutely beam people. It's like,
just hit fire that baby, man.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
What about you,
Dark? I know you're a pretty good COD player yourself, man.
One of the things I do a lot of, and Dirty can attest to it, I'm really good at anticipating other people's, like, Jared can probably attest to it. A lot of people still take that multiplayer mindset into the BR, because for them, a lot of them may have not played Black Ops. So their movements, their patterns, their ideas in any BR as well is always going to be the same thing. If he's running through a building because you put shots on him, he's not going to come out the same side. He's either going to come out the back side of the building, or if you know the map knowledge, going back to that again, you kind of have a general idea of where the hell he can come out of the thing. You shot him from the left side, he ran into the building, he's probably going to come out the back side. You shouldn't be on the left side anymore, because you don't know whether or not they have the air run that comes down, like that airstrike thing is lethal as hell. Don't stay somewhere. I have the high ground. I ended a match with somebody who was sitting on the high ground who had that by just dropping a whole flight run on top of the building. Like, you have the high ground. It's easier for the plane to see you.
Yeah.
You know, up there. The other thing is just lead the shots if they're running from you. Like, if you're not a good person to, you know, to keep the shots on, just slightly lead the shot. And a lot of times, you know, for those guns, you can actually get good shots with that. And two, move. Like, don't be, if it's not bad to shoot and realize, oh, I'm not going to win this, get the hell out of there. Like, you don't have to be a hero. Like, sometimes we'll be playing with people and they're running, they're like, oh, I'm down, come get me. I'm being surrounded by three people, come pick me up.
Right.
I'm going to go get money. I'll talk to you guys in a couple minutes.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give one last Warzone tip, because I didn't get this. I gave it actually in a stream earlier today, but and this is for everyone. Everyone should be doing this. One of the biggest advantages of Call of Duty Modern Warfare Warzone is the idea that you can get your custom loadout in a game.
Yes.
That is
the biggest
advantage. Literally, my team, we drop in whatever our zone is. Once we take that over, we kill a team, kill two teams, whatever the case may be, we're dropping 600 or 6,000 to buy a custom loadout. So everybody has their loadout right on the first drop. That is the most, I mean, it's the most OP thing in the game, but it's very important to do. Now, with that being said, use suppressors, everyone.
Yes.
Everyone should use suppressors. And the reason is, Warzone is like the old Call of Duties, where every time you shoot, you show up red on the map every single time. So having a suppressor combats that. So you definitely want to have a suppressor on both weapons if you can. Everyone's running overkill, kill chain, whatever. If you're running a AR, SMG, and a sniper or DMR, whatever, both weapons, use suppressors and use them often. So that's what I'm going to say. That's like the biggest thing. If you're setting up your class, use a suppressor. Also, kill chain, you get a better chance of getting kill streaks in the crates. So definitely use kill streak as well. And then there's the last.
Is that what that does in the actual?
Yeah, that's what it does in Warzone. So we're running kill chain. Overkill, and then the last class, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the first one on the top. It you revive 25% faster. Oh. So that's the three that everybody's running right now as the meta, so to speak. Everyone's using thermoscopes also. I'm not per se, but everyone's running thermoscopes. That's like the meta right now is running thermoscopes. And
that's why having cold blooded does help.
I mean, it helps, but doesn't prevent the problem in general.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like Ruth said, monolithic suppressors on every game.
I'm going to have to fix
it
my load.
It adds range and damage, but whatever. It's a game. So whatever. Monolithic suppressor, once you unlock that, put it on your weapon. 100%.
Right on.
Put that on my M4, because that's one of my best guns.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, that's the overkill class I'm running, M4 and EBR.
All right. So, if there's nothing else, I have a, I think was pretty hysterical story. just to kind of close things out. And Dark's already giggly because he was there for. So, I'm playing with Dark and a friend of ours, Rubric, and the two of them together are already far and away better than I am. And I had, you know, we all just dropped in, and you know, through the chain of events that is Warzone, someone was already on top of me in one of the first buildings I tried to start to loot. And I'm like, oh shit, someone's here. I need some help. Well, of course, they're a little bit farther away, but Rubric, being the good team player that he is, came over to help. I'm like, all right, tag them where, this is where they are at. I don't know where they are. They're still inside. I just saw them. So I'm outside and he's kind of creeping in the back door a little bit. Well, what happens? Poor old Rubric goes right down. And then, oh, hey, there he is. Okay, free kill. So started to try and pick him up, but then he's like, no, there's somebody else. I'm like, all right, quick, deuces. So I ran around the corner, you know, just to, you know, bait, you know, that whole thing right there.
So I did like the person, bait.
As Rubric was still down, he tags him again. It's like, ha ha! But it was made okay by the end of it. I'm going to have to push my microphone. I got to get loud.
Here we go.
It was made better because I was very dramatic after he died. It was something to the effect of, Rubric! So long as you use your teammates as bait, but you're dramatic about their death, it's passable.
Then you steal their loot, right?
I think I may have picked up his ammo, but I didn't actually touch his gun. Someone had dropped like a purple shotgun, so I picked that up instead.
You gotta steal it, man. You gotta steal it.
He said he used your teammates as bait. Wow.
Bait and steal. Be dramatic about it after they die.
You were here for me.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think that's going to be wrapping up the podcast. Loaded, bro, thanks for joining us, man. So tell everyone where you can find your stream, your schedule, all the goods, man.
Ah, okay. Well, it was a blast. So thank you guys for having me. Way too long. I know we this. Far.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. My Mixer, you can find me live. www.mixer.com/justreloaded. JUS, no T, reloaded. I stream. I'm off on Mondays, Tuesday to Friday, 3:00 p.m. to 10:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday and Sunday, 7:00 a.m. to 2:00 p.m. That's my schedule. Definitely follow the socials as well on Instagram, Just Reloaded. On Twitter, it's just_reloaded. And YouTube, Just Reloaded as well.
Right on, man. Dave, this is fun. We're going to have to do it again sometime. I know. Absolutely. Next big update or something like that, you're coming on and you're giving me the deets, man. The stuff I need to know. Because I did not know about the whole, like, suppressors not showing you on the map. Like, that's a game changer for me. I'm going to go.
That's Call of Duty 101 right there.
I'm going to right here. I'm going to cut the stream and go do it right now. Well, guys, if you want to know more awesome streamers like us, check out our friends at theshed.gg. Also, if you would, guys, like us on Facebook. Leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, guys, when in doubt, come on with us!